Back to the Football Front podcast. Today I'm going over the start of not official free agency, but the legal tampering period, which means that teams can negotiate and agree to contracts, but they cannot be approved by the league and officially signed until the new league year starts, which is this Wednesday. So I'm going to go over all the agreements that have happened so far from since yesterday. Daron Payne has signed a 4-year, $90 million deal. I mean, he's an absolute insane defensive tackle. He deserves all the money, and he is a huge part of that Commanders defense. $90 million, $60 million guaranteed. He had previously received a franchise tag, and then he decided to sign a long-term deal, and here we are. So that's Daron Payne. By the way, if you wanna get more content in between episodes, I have been posting YouTube shorts, so less than a minute, going over all the big signings and trades on there. So far, I've gone over seven, so you can go check those out. Hope you do, and hope you like them. Next up, Quincy Williams agrees to a deal with the Jets. 3 years, $18 million, $9 million guaranteed. He is a linebacker, and with incentives, it can be worth as much as $21 million. The 49ers, you sign safety Tayshon Gibson. Let's see, 1 year, $2.9 million. Next up, Jamie Gillen re-signs, and so does Casey Kreider for the Giants. So long snapper and punter, they stay together, the duo for the Giants, and they re-sign. No, they have not disclosed the monetary details yet. Moving on, the Lions re-sign Isaiah Bugs without any monetary or term. They haven't revealed anything about the deal. They have just said that he's being re-signed. The Bills are re-signing Sam Martin, punter, to a 3-year deal, and linebacker Tyler Matakevich to a 1-year deal, according to the Bills. The Bengals re-sign safety Michael Thomas, not the wide receiver, not the wide receiver. You know, he's on a 1-year deal. The Falcons trade for Jonnu Smith is one of the trades I went over in a short. And so the Patriots get a 2023 seventh round pick. The Falcons get Jonnu Smith, who is a productive tight end that didn't catch a touchdown last year, but I believe he has 18 in his career. So overall, solid tight end. Then the Patriots get a seventh round pick out of it. The Chargers re-sign backup QB Easton Stick. Not much there. Falcons re-sign Chris Lindstrom to a 5-year extension, 5 years, $105 million. He's their guard, and he's now the highest paid guard, which is insane. $105 million. That is absolutely insane. Here's a little bigger one. Chargers running back Austin Ekeler has requested permission to seek a trade. He's 27 years old and in the final season of his 4-year, $24.5 million contract. He's going to earn $6.25 million this year. Very team-friendly contract for a team that's looking to add a solid running back. I can definitely see some teams pursuing a guy like Austin Ekeler. The Patriots and Jonathan Jones have agreed on a 2-year deal, a 2-year extension. He started 16 games last year and he had 4 interceptions, so 2 years sounds good for him. Philadelphia Eagles, TJ Edwards is now going to sign with the Chicago Bears. Not much there. The Ravens release 6-time Pro Bowler Calais Campbell, defensive end. This allowed the team to keep Lamar Jackson's hefty franchise tag, creates $7 million in the cap space, and he has the fifth highest cap figure on the team, which is $9.44 million, which is crazy. The Denver Broncos signed former Ravens guard Ben Powers. Moving on, Jason Kelce says he will return to the Eagles for a 13th season. They have not, I don't believe they've signed him, but he has announced that he will return. The Packers re-sign Keyshawn Nixon, their all-pro kick returner. The Falcons are signing defensive tackle David Onyemata to a three-year deal. The Colts announced that they have signed defensive end Tyquan Lewis to an extension. No terms yet for how much he's staying for and how long he's staying for. Danny Johnson has agreed to a two-year deal to return to the Commanders. Here's another big one I went over in one of my shorts. Philadelphia Eagles defensive tackle Javon Hargrave has reached an agreement on a four-year, $84 million, $40 million guaranteed deal with the San Francisco 49ers. He had 11 sacks last year, 16 quarterback hits, 10 tackles for a loss, and 2 fumble recoveries. Absolutely a beast of a defensive tackle. Very productive, good signing for the Niners. Maybe slightly overpaid. Mike McGlinchey is expected to sign with the Denver Broncos now. Bradley Pinion is heading back to Atlanta on 3 years, $8.65 million. Former Giants lineman Nick Gates signs with the Commanders. Shy Tuttle, former New Orleans Saint, signs with the Carolina Panthers. 3 years, $19.5 million, $13 million guaranteed. Big one again, another one I went over in my short. Raiders agree to terms with Jimmy Garoppolo. 3 years, $67.5 million, $34 million guaranteed. Probably slightly overpaid, but a very consistent, solid quarterback that the Raiders need after releasing Derek Carr. Mike White, 2 years, $16 million to back up Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. Cam Sutton plans to sign with Detroit, 3 years, $33 million. Texans are adding 3 more players, Case Keenum, Chase Winovich, and Mike Boone. The Chiefs will be signing Jawan Taylor, the former Jacksonville Jaguars, 4 years, $80 million, $60 million guaranteed. Connor McGovern is signing with the Bills on 3 years, $23 million to help that O-line. Wyatt Davis is re-signing with New York Giants. Josh Oliver is expected to sign with Minnesota. Panthers sign Von Bell. I think he's an absolute stud. He was an amazing guy alongside Jesse Bates and the Bengals, but now they're both gone. So we'll see how that group of that defense in general actually will be affected by the loss of 2 of their best players. Hassan Ridgeway, the former Niner, is expected to sign a 1 year, $4 million, $3 million guaranteed with the Houston Texans. Washington Commanders agree to a deal with Andrew Wiley, 3 years, $24 million. Bears are signing Tremaine Edmonds, now the highest paid 4 year contract for an inside linebacker. 4 years, $72 million, $50 million guaranteed, according to Adam Schefter. That really is going to improve the abysmal Bears defense. Oof. Buffalo Bills signed Cam Lewis to a 1 year deal. The Edmonds one is also one I went over in one of my shorts. Make sure you guys check those out. 49ers re-signed defensive tackle Kevin Givens, 1 year, $2.1 million. Broncos signed Jarrett Stidham, 2 years, $10 million. To back up Russell Wilson, apparently. Nate Davis signs a 3 year deal with the Bears. Bengals re-signed Jermaine Pratt, the linebacker, a 3 year deal. Jesse Bates, as I was alluding to earlier, has signed with the Falcons. It's also one of the ones I went over my short. 4 years, $65.02 million, $23 million in the first year, $36 million over the first 2 years in total. He's a stud, absolute stud. Steelers reach a 2 year deal with Pro Bowl quarterback Patrick Peterson. He's an 8-time Pro Bowler, amazing guy, great punt returner too, actually. 2 years, they have not revealed the money, but he still is a very big name. Giants are going to sign Raheem Nunez-Roches, according to Jordan Renan. Bucks re-sign Jamel Dean, 4 years, $54 million. The Commanders will claim cornerback Cam Dantzler off of waivers from Minnesota. Sam Darnold, former Panthers and Jets quarterback, has signed with San Francisco on a 1 year deal. He'll be competing with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance as they return from injuries. The New York Jets cut Drew Samia, offensive lineman. Eagles re-sign Brett Toth, according to Field Yates. The Cowboys restructure Michael Gallup's contract. Lions re-sign Alex Anzalone to a 3-year deal. Cody Barton signs a 1-year deal with the Commanders. The Browns sign defensive end Okoronkwo. We'll call it that. I definitely butchered his name, but it's fine. 3-year deal for him. The Titans sign Andre Dillard, free agent left tackle. Jets re-sign Greg Zuerlein, their kicker. Marcus Epps has agreed to a deal with the Vegas, the former Eagle safety. Giants re-sign Matt Breida on a 1-year deal, about worth $2 million. Broncos sign tight end Chris Mannertz, 2-year, $6 million, 3.34 million guaranteed. And last thing, David Long signs a 2-year, $11 million deal with the Miami Dolphins. And that's it. Make sure you go check out my YouTube, like, comment, review, everything. Do what you want. Share the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. Let's help this thing grow. I'm on the road to 1,000 total plays on the podcast. And I'm already over 100 plays on the YouTube channel. So that is insane. Well, let's hope we continue to grow, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.